Yeah, welcome to our singing school. We want to honor and glorify the Lord. Why don't we begin with prayer this morning? If you have any prayer requests that you thought of for us. Health declines, Jimmy. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Father, we praise you for your mercy this morning, loving us to call us to be a part of your kingdom. And Lord, we thank you for the church and the blessing of being a part of the church, the body of believers. Thank you so much for Jesus, the Lord of the church, our bridegroom we look forward to seeing someday. One who has put a song, a new song in our hearts, singing praise to our God. Thank you, Lord, so much for your mercy to us. And Lord, now for Jimmy, bless him, be near him. Pray for others who are struggling. Valerie, and think of Miguel in Mexico. Those who are going through some times of valley and shadow of death, we ask your help and strength in the time. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Okay. I thought of a verse in 1 Corinthians 14 that says, I will sing with the Spirit, I will sing with the understanding also. Have you ever sung a song and you just hardly knew what the words meant? You hardly knew what you were singing? I have. And that's one purpose of our little singing school, is to sing with the understanding. And as far as music, we want to understand that as well. Our New American Standard that we use says, I will sing with the mind also. I will sing with the heart and the spirit, but I will sing with the mind as well. We want our minds to be involved. And you girls, it's so fun to look over there at those babies and everything. But like Brother David said, you might need to have you sit back if you do that too much, or if you're just attention is somewhere else. Maybe you need to look up this way sometime for a little while, but hopefully you can keep your attention this way. But it's not too long to sing this week. Okay, well, we want to make it enjoyable. Let's start out with a hymn. We're going to sing this with understanding. Let's go ahead and sing Jesus, Our Mighty Lord, number 2. Did you all get your sheets this morning? Starting with 14, 15, 16, 17, and back there in the entry. Okay, good. Find my pitch pipe to give us the pitch. Jesus, our mighty Lord, let's not rush too hard, but let's sing. Really make it come out of these vocal cords. Okay? critic back here, and I couldn't. Praise the Lord. You know about that? Maybe some of you have this in your house, growing in music. It's step one in a three-step part series, written by my music teacher. He taught me, Joe Keener. Joe Keener's almost like Keening, you know, Keeling. It seems like my teachers usually have a double E in their name. But Joe Keener wrote this, and it's really a nice book. It's simple, easy to follow along. And so, it's good to have critics, and we want all you adults to be able to raise your hand, or feel free to raise your hand if you see something a little encouraging or something. And yeah, for it, that's good. And boys, if you're not quite there yet with tenor or bass, switch to soprano and go at it. You don't have to be stuck on your part. I'd like you to learn all the parts. You should be able to do alto. You should be able to switch to a lady's voice, a high voice. You don't have to call it lady's voice. High voice, your high voice. You'll be able to switch from, you'll be able to do that real well. You ever heard of, someone mentioned to me something about the King's Choir or something this morning, it seems. And those boys, they go at it, and they're not ashamed of the high voice. They fine-tune that, practice, and sing. We can do it too. Especially if your voice hasn't changed yet. Don't try to sing loud. Every note, every tone in music that God has made, God has created, has length to it. We sing it for a certain amount of time, and it has pitch, up or down, where it finds itself in the ladder. We have, length, pitch, and there's power to that note, how strong you sing it, and it has quality to it. Now this last one, quality, length, pitch, power, and quality. Quality is one of the most important ones. Because you can sing here your nose, hear someone doing that. Doesn't sound very nice. Nasal sounds. And when you exercise your voice, you open your mouth wide enough, less of it comes out your nose. But the quality of a tone that God has made, that your voice can make, that He created, it does need some to come out the nose as well, because there are bones in your head, in your throat, and all that make a ringing, all work together to make a ringing, beautiful, voluminous sound. And we want to do that. So you don't want to close your nose and sing like that? Or again, you don't want to sing it all out of your nose. You want to sing. Open your mouth and sing. I want to talk a little bit about the scale today. The scale, the first that we know it, was invented by an Italian man named Guido. Back in 1200 A.D., he came up with the staff, and putting the scale, which is this ladder, on the staff. And it's worked well, very well. Back in 1200 A.D., his name is Guido. I'm kind of glad he thought about that. And the scale now that we've been seeing, what's another word for scale?
Ladder,
yes. Okay. And I kind of had just said it. So. In Spanish, what is the word for ladder? Escalera. Scale. Scale. Escalera. The scale of the ladder. Simply speaking. Steps. Steps. Up steps. These are like steps as well. in Spanish is escalones. Scala, scale. And we say escala with a scale. But anyway, ladder, scale, all the same thing. Makes sense, doesn't it? Let's sing another one. I had a suggestion for one. Should we go to 14? Let's try 14. When I survey a wondrous cross. It goes like this. Do mi fa re do mi sol la sol. That's awesome. Okay, what is our, someone give me the key here. What is our key? E. The key is going to be the key of E flat. Signature this is over here, it's called the what signature. Don't say anything like G or anything like that. But what is that called? What kind of signature? What is it? Yeah, that's a treble clef or a G clef. We'll say it anyway. You noted that. But the what signature? You said the word. You said treble clef, so it is the what signature?
The key signature?
No. Key signature's over there at these flats. See these three flats? Fat boys eat. Apple dumplings, three of them. But anyway, we got three of them. And fat boys eat. Go ahead.
Would it be the clef?
The clef signature. Clef. This is our clef signature. Up here is a key clef. Down here is a what clef?
Bass.
F clef. Or bass clef. All right. So the G clef and the F clef, the F clef is on line F, and the G clef centers on line G up here, okay? And anyway, that's our clef signature. Then we have our what signature, Hans?
Key signature.
Key signature over here. And then this is our time signature, okay? So the 2-2, this is simple timing on this. See, we have our half notes. I should have asked you, what's this one right here, one of you girls? Or Elijah, what's this note over here? Half, whole, or eighth, or what is it? Any of you? A whole note doesn't have any stem on it. And it is also not filled in. It's a whole note, okay? And these are half notes. So now let's look at our timing a little bit. This is simple timing, we call it, and just a good one to start with. And I'm up here beating time on this song. In a form of a J, I go, praise to God immortal, praise. See that? That's what I'm doing up there. And right down here at the bottom, right down there at the bottom, is where you want to put your syllable. That's where you want to get it out of your mouth, right there. Praise. See when I do that? Praise to God. It's at that very bottom point where my hand goes down. See that? Praise to God in mortal praise. That keeps us together on what? On what signature?
Time.
On time. We're on time that way. It's simple timing, okay? And now, when I survey the wondrous cross, we just sang that. Its pattern here that I'm beating out is this. Look at that. So here, we have one. Two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Okay? Here we have one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three. Okay. Now, we had to start out on our three here on our upbeat. So I went like this. When I survey the wondrous cross. You hear, doesn't that make sense? Where the emphasis is? It's where the emphasis is. When I survey the wondrous cross. Okay. But let's just stick with this for now. Well, I'm going to do one more yet. I'll do the other. Won't spend much time with this. But this is four. This is four beats. This is two beats, three beats, and four beats. So here when we have, it says 4-4 up here, we're going to be going 1-2-3-4. I always thought that looked a little like a sailboat. So 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. Remember? Emphasis always at the bottom. One. Right when I get down there is where it comes out of your mouth. And two. Right at the bottom over here.
the second beat comes out of your mouth. Third beat, bottom over here, then the fourth beat. So here's our beating pattern. These are the three beating patterns I use. So let's do this. Let's sing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Remember this. Getting two beats right here on that whole note. Each of these halves get one beat. And look at that. See that bar there? That's a measure bar. Dividing the measures of music. So at that measure bar there, our first beating pattern has been finished. And we're ready for the second one. Right at that measure bar, we're ready for the second beating pattern to start. We start to beat the pattern over again, okay? So let's do that. Let's get our pitch here. Let's sing the whole song with 1, 2, 1, 2. Very simple one to begin with, okay? And you can just do it on our, let's do it with the numbers. And you can do it on your own part. Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Let's see if we can do that. Okay. Syllables here within these measures. And a beat per syllable. That's simple timing. It's called simple. We have a lot of songs with compound timing. Okay. Let's go ahead and sing some. How about 16? 16, we praise thee, O God. We're getting a few more hymns in here. Getting our little hymn book going. I want to spend enough time on these hymns that you get them real well, but I also might keep stretching and getting new ones. You know this one, some of you see.
We praise thee, O God.
There you go. If you'll notice, you notice there, I switched to 10 on the fourth verse, I believe. And you sopranos, don't be fooled by that. You stay on your soprano. Okay? Sometimes if someone's singing loud alto beside you, you start wanting to follow them. Stay on your soprano. Get it out.
Real good. Let's do our little exercise here on these notes again. Let's do it really fast today.
Key of C. We should be just ready to go now. We should be able to just get this out pretty fast by now. Okay? How much are you practicing the scale? The what? Ladder. Okay.
Do 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 ti 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 la 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 so so fa 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 mi 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 re 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 do mi 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 re 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 do 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 ti ti la 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 so 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 fa 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 mi do do re mi do so 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 la la ti do re mi 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 fa.
That again. You're going to do it by yourself.
Do, 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 la, 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 so, so, fa, 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 mi, 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 re, 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 do. Mi, 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 re, 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 do, 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 la, 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 so, 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 fa, 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 mi. Do, do, re, mi, fa, so, 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 la, la, mi, do.
For one more of that.
Sing one
more. Let's sing. Which one do you want to sing? Why don't we do What a Friend We Have in Jesus? The last one, 18.
Yeah.
And then the dots there, the dots beside the half note means we have to hold that out and half. And then the dots, which is half of the half. What's half of half?
Quarter.
You got to hold that out and half note plus the value of another quarter. And then quickly stop for another quarter. A little bit of silence there for another quarter. That is a quarter rest over there. Okay. We're going to learn about rest as well. So, and I was trying to beat out. I have to beat out all those beats. I had to beat out a half. I had to beat out the half of the half, a quarter, and get that rest beat out yet, too. And there for a little bit, y'all were trying to start already at the next line. You know what I mean? That's fine. We're learning. But we gotta get all those beats out there and that rest so that we're ready to take off. And I really like songs with rest. You know what rest help us do? One of the things they help us do, up here's a rest too in the middle. Rest help us to just stop, think about it, just a little bit. We're ready then for the next thought. You know, like in the Psalms, there's that little word, remember in King James? In the Old Testament, after some of the Psalms, you have a little word. What is that word sometimes?
Selah.
Selah means stop and think about a little bit. That's a rest, because our Psalms in the Bible are hymns, and they have those as well. All right. God bless you. Boys, you're going to stay here. Ladies, you can go back.
Our assignment for this week, Floyd told us to think about what you want yourself to be remembered as after you die, and kind of think about what that was and ask yourself how you're doing. And so when I die, hopefully people remember me as helpful and generous and just generally a good person. So that's what I'm hoping.
I want to be someone who is helpful and also generous, and someone who didn't waste their life and spent it wisely.
That's the same as I was thinking, to be helpful to other people, because other people to us are helping other people is like helping God, helping Jesus.
I was thinking I want to be unselfish and able to work together with other people and to help them out.
I was thinking I want to be a good person, and just people to remember me by just thinking about me and think, wow, that was a good man. He just helped whenever anybody needed help, just like God, he helped, or Jesus, when he was on earth, he helped people when they needed it.
I'd like to be remembered as someone who is not proud but humble, and thinking of others. And so it's a blessing to think about that and work at that this week.
I want to be remembered as somebody who's kind and considerate, who didn't just dash by people, not noticing them.
I'd like to be remembered as someone that can handle responsibilities.
I'd like to be remembered as someone that helped others and had a lot of patience with people that were in bad circumstances and bore with them till they came out of it.
I'd like to be remembered as someone that was kind and helpful, because other people's problems are our problems.
I'd like to be remembered as someone who helped my neighbor and others and didn't just lose my temper at anything.
I want to be remembered by a helpful and unselfish person.
There's an old saying, it's not what you take when you go, it's what you leave behind is what counts. And I just want to be remembered as a good Christian man, and know that I just think that everybody's help everybody. And just kind of what Morris says, when you're helping other people, it's helping God.
I want to be remembered as a person who always put people in front of him and not made himself last, put everybody else in front of him.
Okay, next week. next week you give a verse that came to your mind this week that helped you through the week. Or it can be something, some encouragement or some advice somebody gave you. Either a verse from the Bible or some advice somebody gave you this week that helped you get through.